Hi, my name is Ben Armstrong.
Hi, this is David Koch.
My name is Thomas Maurer.
Hi, I'm Donna Sarkar.
Hi, my name is Lana Montgomery.
Hi, I'm Seth Warez.
Hi, I'm Aaron Thomas.
I'm Jess Dodson.
Hi, I'm Rocky Heckman.
Hi, I'm Sonia Kapp.
Hi, I'm Troy Hunt.
Hello, this is Wally Mead.
My name is Reid Purvis.
Hi, I'm Lars Klink.
Hi, my name is Alan Birchall.
Hi, I'm Adam Fowler.
Hi, I'm Scott Guthrie, and you're listening to the Need to Know podcast.
All the latest Microsoft Cloud news, as well as industry guest deep dive conversations. It's a Need to Know podcast. All thanks to the CIA Ops patron community. The Need to Know podcast. Catch us on Twitter and Facebook, N2K Podcast, and online at ciaops.podbean.com.
Welcome along to the Need to Know podcast. My name is Robert Crane, and you join me for episode 257. And episode 257 is an FAQ episode where we focus a little bit more on some of the technologies around Microsoft 365. Now, we've started talking about device management, so MDM and MAM. So we spoke about that in the last FAQ, gave you a bit of an idea of the concept of Intune, Endpoint Manager, and so on, enrolling devices and policies. Now, I admit there are a lot of things to absorb there, so let us break this down a little bit and just focus on one particular topic. Now, for this FAQ, what I thought I'd do is talk in depth a bit more about Windows Autopilot. So the concept with Windows Autopilot is to basically smooth over the lifecycle management of Windows 10 devices. So this means all the way from deployment to management, all the way through to retirement. Now, if you want to have a look, you can find the items for Autopilot in a number of different places, but I suggest you go to endpoint.microsoft.com, then you select the devices option on the left, and then the next blade that appears, select Enroll Devices, and in there you'll find an option called Windows Enrollment. At the bottom of the page, you'll see there are a couple of options for Windows Autopilot deployment. Now, the first thing you'll need to do is get your devices into Autopilot. Now, the way that we register devices is typically with a small file that identifies that machine uniquely. Now, that file contains things like serial number and a hardware hash. Now, you can generate this a couple of different ways. There is an ability to download a PowerShell script that will generate the CSV file, which you can then upload into the portal here, the Endpoint Manager portal, and use that. You can also harvest any existing machines that you have already joined via Azure AD to your environment here. So you can manually harvest that with a PowerShell script. You can also use the capabilities that are inbuilt in Endpoint Manager to go out and harvest those details for you automatically. So basically what you do is once you've uploaded the file, it will identify the serial number, the manufacturer, the model, and so on. Now that will then appear in a list in your Autopilot devices. Now if you want, you can also select a device and assign it to a user so that when the process is run, this is the user that will be assigned to that device for connecting to things like Azure AD and being ready to log in. Now, once you've begun to upload your devices and have them identified by Autopilot, the next thing to think about is a deployment profile. So a deployment profile basically controls the user interaction when it comes to the out-of-the-box experience. So most people are familiar with the process of when you run up a new Windows 10 machine, you're typically taken through a number of different stages, asking for connection to the internet, asking for keyboard, agreeing to software licensing terms, also, for example, language and so on. Now, what we can do with deployment profiles in Windows Autopilot, we can answer those questions, or the profile can answer those questions for the user, saving them the time and the effort to do that. And that will automate that process, so there's very little interaction required by the user when the machine is spinning up. So again, imagine the fact is that all those standard questions you see when you run up a standalone Windows 10 machine basically can be removed once we begin to use Autopilot. Now, in a perfect world, the idea is you would order a new Windows 10 device, and you would then tell the supplier that this device is tied or going to be tied to this tenant. So you would let it know the domain name. The supplier would then enter that in basically the Microsoft Cloud. The device would be shipped to the end user. The end user would open the device, go through a very, very short sequence, typically just logging in using their Azure AD credentials. That would then contact the cloud. It would then contact the tenant where the device has been registered uniquely. It would then recognize it, do an Azure AD join, and then it would start to go through the deployment profile, which was again configured in the back end. Once it's finished that deployment profile, it will then continue on with the rest of the device enrollment. So it would then jump in and do things like the configuration profiles. It will then do, the compliance profiles first, then the configuration profiles, and so on through the process. So that's going to make it much easier for users when they purchase a machine. It also makes it easier for an IT department that's got to supply them. They can just order them off the website of their vendor and then simply let the vendor know which tenant or which domain these are going to. That's all configured in the back end. The end user receives the device, opens the device, logs in with their credentials, and the machine then is set up. Now, once the machine's set up with all the policies, it can be easily managed using Endpoint Manager, Intune, and so on. And what we can also do now is we can see the device inside our Endpoint Manager console, which means that, for example, if we need to, we can do a remote wipe. But once you do a Windows Autopilot setup and configuration of a machine, you'll see that there is an option in the device menu across the top there that allow you to do an autopilot reset. Now, what that means is that when you send that, the device will basically be taken back and done a clean, effectively an out-of-the-box experience. So it'll be reset and then have an out-of-box experience applied to it and then run through the autopilot join process again. So it'll go through, join Azure AD. It'll then do the deployment profiles and be ready for that user to take advantage of it. So this is really handy where you have devices that need to move between different users or are being repurposed. Again, once the old leader user no longer requires it, you just do an autopilot reset and you would nominate the new user as being assigned to that device. That device would then go through that clean install, out-of-the-box experience. And you can also set it up so basically there is nothing that the user has to enter. The machine can basically be reset and be ready for them to log in. So it makes it nice and easy when machines have to be repurposed. Now, what this means is that in the Windows enrollment process, we also can control things like Windows Hello for Business. So typically, you'll see that asking for a PIN number or whatever. So we can bypass that using these enrollment policies that are set up inside Intune. So again, the idea with Autopilot is to allow the deployment, management, and retirement of Windows 10 devices quickly and easily, all from the cloud. This means that they can be deployed and managed and maintained without the need for ever putting hands on. So the typical example of a domain connected machine was that it had to be brought in and someone in IT had to join it with administrative rights to the local domain. So you do a device join to the local domain and then they would log out and allow the user to access it. And if the machine was then ever removed from the domain, you'd have to reverse that process. So that can be quite cumbersome in a world where we're talking about lots and lots of BYOD, where, again, people are bringing their own devices. And also in a world now where we may not have access to that device. We don't want, hundreds of machines shipped to you remotely, and you have to run all these up in your garage and then ship them all out again. So being able to deploy these devices directly out to end users and set the policies all from the cloud is really, really cool. Now, again, as mentioned, you can generally do this with most modern distributors. They're able to do that for you, set up autopilot and ship it direct to the end user. And as mentioned, you can also harvest those ideas by running a PowerShell script. And obviously, if the machine's Azure AD joined, you can also harvest them from the console as well automatically. So you don't have to do anything special. You can just set a couple of options and that will allow those machines' autopilot details to be automatically added to the console, ready for the next time you want to do anything with them, for example. Now, part of this is to remember is that autopilot isn't standard with all Office 365 environments. You typically need a Microsoft 365 license to do that. So again, make sure you check the licensing agreements there, but typically you'll be able to have this licensing and autopilot capabilities with Microsoft 365 Business Premium, F1 and F3, Academic, Enterprise, E3 and E5. So these are all Microsoft 365, Enterprise, E3 and E5. You can also buy it with Intune standalone, and it also comes with Azure Active Directory P1 or P2. So you can see in that list there that it's not automatically included in Office 365. It's generally included in Microsoft 365 Business Premium and above, but you can add it to other SKUs typically by adding Azure AD P1 or P2. So that's a quick, easy way to do that. Now remember, you can do this in a number of different ways, but I would recommend that the quickest and easiest way to do it is to go to endpoint.microsoft.com, look for devices on the left-hand side, and then in that you will find the capability there to enroll devices. When you select that, you will see enrollment for Windows, Apple, Android, and so on. In the Windows enrollment down the bottom, you'll see the autopilot deployment. And remember, go in and add the devices either by uploading a CSV that's been obtained from a PowerShell, running a PowerShell, or have been harvested, for example, inside Intune, and then go in and set the deployment profiles as well. Now, if you want, you can have multiple deployment profiles. You've got that flexibility to do that. And then once it completes that process of joining and running through any options you've selected with the deployment profile, it will then kick on and do the compliance scripts, the configuration, and so on through the normal enrollment process. So this allows you effectively a complete hands-off capability when it comes to doing Windows 10 deployments. Now, as yet, we haven't seen anything with Microsoft that indicates that they'll be doing the same for iOS and Android. It would be really good if we could also do this, maybe down the track. Let's keep our fingers crossed. But for the moment, it's only Windows 10 Pro or above devices. And again, the idea is to simplify the whole process of getting these devices connected to Azure AD and managed by the cloud without a lot of interaction by the user. That means a lot of the configuration needs to be done beforehand by the IT pro in the back end. Typically, like I said, in Endpoint Manager is the place to go in and do that. So if you haven't had a look yet at Autopilot, there's plenty of information out there. Go and have a play with it, set up with on a virtual machine. Then, harvest the IDs, upload them into your tenant and see how the whole thing works. Lots and lots of information available and presentations out there. I certainly encourage you to go and have a look at. I'll also include a link to a article in a series that I've written that's probably a handy reference for you to get some idea, get some basics of what I've talked about here. Because again, it can be very confusing with lots and lots of terms coming at you with device management. But hopefully, being able to give you a bit of an insight into what autopilot is, how it works, and the real benefits that it does provide. Now, once again, if you do want to contact me, you want to get in touch and suggest some topics or give some feedback, I'd love to hear from you. You can do that on the Twitter at DirectorCIA. And of course, you can send me an email, director@ciaops.com. But with that, thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Need to Know podcast.
You have been listening to the Need to Know podcast from CIA Ops. For training on using technologies like SharePoint Online or Microsoft 365, visit www.ciaopsacademy.com. By purchasing from the selections available, you'll be directly supporting this podcast. To provide feedback on this episode, visit www.ciaops.com/contact.